Now for their benefit, he said, Achilles, dear to Zeus, it is on me you call to tell you why the archer god is angry. Well, I can tell you. Are you listening? Swear by heaven that you will back me and defend me, because I fear my answer will enrage a man with power in Argos, one whose word Achaean troops obey. A great man in his rage is formidable for underlings. Though he may keep it down, he cherishes the burning in his belly until a reckoning day. Think well if you will save me. Said Achilles, Courage, tell what you know, what you have light to know. I swear by Apollo, the Lord God to whom you pray when you uncover truth, never while I draw breath, while I have eyes to see, shall any man upon this beachhead dare lay hands on you, not one of all the army, not Agamemnon, if it is he you mean, though he is first in rank of all Achaeans. The diviner then took heart and said, No failure in hecatombs or vows is held against us. It is the man of prayer whom Agamemnon treated with contempt. He kept his daughter, spurned his gifts. For that man's sake the archer visited grief upon us, and will again. Relieve the Danaans of this plague he will not, until the girl who turns the eyes of men shall be restored to her own father, freely, with no demand for ransom. And until we offer up a hecatomb at Chryse, then only can we calm him and persuade him. He finished and sat down. The son of Atreus, ruler of the great plain, Agamemnon, rose furious. Round his heart resentment welled, and his eyes shone out like licking fire. Then, with a long and boding look at Calchas, he growled at him, You visionary of hell! Never have I had fair play in your forecasts. Calamity is all you care about, or see, no happy portents. And you bring to pass nothing agreeable. Here you stand again before the army, giving it out as oracle the archer made them suffer because of me, because I would not take the gifts and let the girl Chryseis go. I'd have her mine, at home. Yes, if you like. I rate her higher than Clytemnestra, my own wife. She loses nothing by comparison in beauty or womanhood, in mind or skill.